Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. This is George Gamond. I'll never get this music thing down. We're just kind of gradually, you know, I was in radio a long time ago when I started in college, and we always had this little system where you could turn the music down and fade in, fade out, but this system doesn't work that way. So I try. I keep working at it. So this is George. Welcome to the show. Hopefully everybody's having a beautiful Tuesday. You've gotten through the Monday blues. You're on to a new day. And if you've read the little write-up on the show, you know what I do, basically. But let me go back over a little bit. I'm going to start with a quote from the Abraham material. Kind of sets up the idea of soul readings, and I wanted to talk about soul readings. I see I have callers. I'll be with you in a minute. Relax. Calm down. I'm just kidding. You know, humor is really important for me. Really, really, really important for me. So if I act a little silly at times, it's just that's the way I am. It's just it's the nature of me to be funny, to be humorous, to be, you know, and look at life. You know, my philosophy, my motto lately, which I really kind of really honed in on it, and I worked this morning on it because I've had a little bit of history of high blood pressure, so I take my readings from time to time. And so I did a little meditation, and when I'm doing my meditations in the morning before I did the blood pressure, yeah, trying to trick the meter, right? I focus on the moment now. Don't want to think about the past. Don't want to think about the future. My whole goal in life, I guess, is to focus on and really close myself into the moment that I'm in and find whatever good I can find in the moment, whatever peace I can find, whatever love I can find in the moment, whatever joy I can find in the moment. And if there are problems or issues, because we all have problems or issues, right? We all have things going on in our lives. The whole idea is to say, okay, God, the universe, source energy, you take that because I want to feel good. And I'm just going to focus on feeling good right now. So that's my basically has become my philosophy more than anything is I'm going to live in the moment. I'm just going to any problems, I'm just going to hand it off and wait for solution because you can't be in problem and solution at the same time. So that's so let me do the Abraham Cope. I know I got callers. The 720 you've been holding for a while. I'll be with you in a minute. 978 is next and then 619. 619, that used to be like, I don't know, I forgot where that was. And let me give you the Abraham quote. That'll give you a little bit of an indication about the soul reading concept. And we'll talk more about soul readings and some other things. I have some articles to cover. I have a nice article from Pam Grout that I wanted to cover a little bit over, kind of paraphrase, go through a bit. And then 9 ways to feel better. Okay, so let me find the Abraham quote. You know, he's got too many windows open here. It's like, which one do I want to do? Okay, let me just go through this quote really quick. But I want to emphasize the point that's really important for what I do and what I'm trying to do and help people, help myself, help you with. A belief that the behavior of others must be controlled so that your observation of that good behavior will make you feel good leaves you feeling vulnerable to their behavior. Okay, I'm not even going to try to get into an explanation on that one. We would like to help you to understand that neither the good feeling that you find when you observe wanted behavior nor the bad feeling you find when you observe unwanted behavior is actually the reason that you feel good or bad. Aha, interesting, huh? The way you feel is only ever about your alignment or your misalignment. Now, I mean, they use the word source, and I've kind of used that word instead of God. I'm kind of getting into that because Spirit talks about the word source more than God. So back up a little bit. Yeah, okay, so, or the misalignment with the source within you. And I'll say the soul, the higher self, that part of you, that God self within you. It is only your relationship with the source within you, which with your, and they say your inner being, which is similar, that is the reason for your emotions that you feel. Okay, While it is nice to find things in your physical environment that enhance your good feeling alignment with your inner being, your understanding of why you feel good will make it possible to feel good regardless of the behavior of others. So, it's so many words that I'm twisting this around a little bit and trying to make it a little bit easier for me to explain. What I do is I'm going to read your souls. What's your soul saying you should be doing? Or what's your soul saying why you're out of alignment? What fear is in your life that you need to work through? And I don't believe in releasing so much as like, I'm going to let it all go. I believe in replacement. If you're feeling bad, if you have a fear, you need to move to what feels good. Okay? I mean, we recognize fears, and I talked about fear yesterday a little bit. So we recognize there are certain fears in our lives and where fear came from, and it's kind of in our genetic pattern to be fearful because of our ancient ancestors thousands and thousands of years ago. But move to feel good. So let me take a couple calls. Now you know where I'm coming from, really about your soul. And what's your soul telling you? Not so much predicting where it's going to be in the future, but how to get there? Where are you out of alignment with yourself? Ooh, that's a good thought, huh? So let me take a call or two. Hello?
Hello, hello? George. This is Ibtar.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how are you today? Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, George. How are you? Happy 2015.
Oh, thank you. You too.
This
so
is
what's
Ibtar
going on with you?
What's
going on this beautiful day? You having a good Tuesday so far?
Yes, I'm having a good Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesdays are like, we got past Monday. Oh boy. So what's going on? You got a lot of callers today, so I'm going to try to go ahead.
Well, it was interesting. I was on Blog Talk and I saw your show and I thought I'd call in.
Okay, great.
Give me a soul reading.
Okay, well, let me see what Spirit has to say to you. Good looking into you. That's, you know, when I was trying to get into this, back into this, because I took some time off because of computer issues, and I thought, what I really like to do with people, I like to read people, and it's not really me, it's my spirit guides that are reading people. I'm just like the observer, and they kind of use your energy. So let's see, Tara, right? Can I have your month and day? I don't care about the year, your birthday. Month and day. I don't care about the year. We don't want to expose you to the rest of the world. She's that old? Really?
Five,
I don't
eight.
Believe.
5'8".
Yes. 5'8"? You're a good Taurus, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Teasing. My daughter's a Taurus. She can get stubborn, though. Okay, so let's get into this whole thing about Tara. What does Spirit have to say to you? You know, this is kind of general, but I think it's really kind of specific and general at the same time, because the terminology I'm getting is not something I'd ever say. And they're saying to take leave of. Do you know what it means by take leave of, let go of, release the, you know, just take leave of people that are most annoying to you? So it's like in general saying to you, you need to pull away from some people that just, and I know this is, sounds really general, it isn't specific, but for some reason, they really want you to take leave of, and I get the picture of like, you know, put the hand up, talk to the hand kind of thing, because it feels like some of these people really get under your skin. Am I right? Am I connecting with you, or am I connecting with somebody else?
Well, in a sort of kind of way, the neighbors can be annoying in an indirect way.
Yeah, but you got to take leave of them. You got to ignore. You got to let them go. You can't let them get under your skin, dear.
Right.
You know,
I'm learning how to do
that. Rattles your energy field, and what your soul is saying. You know, you need to stay in a very peaceful state. And you can't stay in that very peaceful state when you're letting these people, even the undertone, I get the word undertone of them. You know, sometimes we have, like, I have a noisy neighbor. I have a person who sings out of tune in my neighborhood. I mean, an apartment building next to me. He's really bad. I don't know if you've heard anybody who sings really bad, right? So the anticipation of his bad singing in itself can be a frustration. Like you're waiting for to hear that bad voice and you're going, when's it coming? So just kind of like put the hand up and think, you know what? I don't want anything to do with you people and I'm going to tune you out And I'm going to focus on what feels good, because I don't need your energy. And just the anticipation of their energy can be really frustrating to you, right? If you see your neighbors, it's frustrating, right?
No, it's not frustrating for me to see them. It's just, like you said, it's kind of complicated.
Yeah, so, you know, and I'm not trying to, and I said this is really specifically general, being that it feels very general, but it feels like they want you to be at peace, and they don't want you to be allowing people who even do it in a slight way, because in generally you're in a very good place, and generally your energy is really good, your soul is really good, you are a happy camper. Just don't let these people influence your happy camperness. Is that a word, happy camperness? I don't know, whatever, right? Just don't let them get, you know, because you're a really good person, you have a good soul and spirit. But your spirit is going, we don't need this irritation. Okay? I mean,
yeah, that's right. That's why I'm getting ready to move. I'm looking for another place to move.
Yeah, see, you don't need this irritation. So, time to just let it go, okay? Take leave of these people. If that means move, then take leave of these people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have a good one.
You too.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye.
I like that expression, take leave of. I've never used that before. I mean, spirit has this interesting. People have abandoned me. They've run away into the woods somewhere. That's okay, you know, whatever. It's like, yeah, whatever. Okay, so, you know, as I said that, you know, I did 20-something years of being a psychic, and I find that just being able to help people and read their energy, their soul, and whatever the message is, you know, it's not always the profound tablets coming down from the mountain for everybody. It's just little things, little nudges here and there that help us to get to where we're at in life. And it's not always the big ones. It's the little ones, the subtle information, the subtle messages that mean a lot to us. And that's what it's all about, right? And this is just real brief. And I'm not, you know, if you were sitting in front of me or we were on Skype or doing something where I could really get into your energy field, it would help a lot. I love just sitting down in front of somebody and doing the same thing, because really tapped into your energy over the voice this way. It's not as hard. So if you want a reading from me and you want to get into the soul reading to any extent, I mean, most of you don't live in Southern California or Los Angeles area, but we could do Skype. And it takes a few minutes. Telephones are fine, but Skype is, that I can see your energy, feel your energy, look, actually see your aura. Ooh, that sounds so fun, huh? See your energy field. And that helps me can tap into it, helps spirit tap into you, because they're working through me to you. And they're also, yeah. Okay, let me take another call. We're moving right along here. And then we'll get into some articles. We'll get into some articles. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Donna from San Diego.
Hi, Donna. How are you? Beautiful San Diego. How is San Diego these days?
Oh, it's nice. Can't complain.
It's still there, right? Yes, it's still there.
Pretty good weather.
I haven't been there in a while. I mean, it's not that far, but it's like far enough that you kind of go, okay, it takes forever to get there, right?
Yeah.
Especially with traffic, driving to San Diego from Los Angeles is not the easiest thing to do anymore.
It's not.
So what's going
on? Not much. Just kind of feel like I'm at a standstill.
Why?
Just know my job situation, car situation, boyfriend situation.
Here's what I hear for you, and this is very typical, and it's an obvious statement, but it isn't obvious because it's fear that sometimes will block us.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know, in this idea of soul reading and soul addressing, it's the fears, it's your specific fear, even though it's not the huge fear, it's not like the fear of a terrorist coming in your neighborhood kind of fear, but there is some fear there. And here's the word I hear for you, and you can tell me if I'm way off or not, but this is really a cool word for you. The word is advancement. advancement. And I'm not sure what they mean by advancement. And it could be something to the effect of a fear of advancement. Okay? Do you feel stagnant?
Oh.
Do you feel stagnant?
Oh, yeah.
And so it's kind of like a little bit of a fear of taking that next step in life. And maybe it's because you don't know what the next step is, so there's a fear of venturing forth. Does that make sense?
I don't know.
So what's
the
fear?
It's just the
fear. Well, it's always fear. It's either fear or love. You know, we got two basic emotion spin things going on. We either have something that's fear based or love based. So it's obviously not love based. So fear can come in many different ways. But so it's not love based. If you're really in love and the passion, so maybe you need to develop your passion for something.
Yeah, trying to figure out what that is.
That's the key ingredient here. See, if it's not passion and love for something, then you slide backwards a little bit because you get into that stagnant kind of negative energy, and you know, people take extremes, and I don't mean extremes. It's like a little bit of negativity. So find your passion. Are you at a stage in your life where you're ready to do the next thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to figure out what that is, right?
Yeah, that would be helpful, yeah.
You like people, don't you? You like people.
Yeah.
You like doing things with people, right?
I do. Uh-huh.
So what did you like to do as a child? What were your fun activities as a child? What were your dreams as a child? Because, you know, sometimes we suppress those dreams that we have as a child, and later on in life, and I don't know how old you are, it doesn't matter, we kind of go, oh, yeah, that's what I love to do. I got to do that. Okay?
Right. Okay.
So now here's what, you know, and I'm going to go back to my motto, and my motto in life is, and I think this is something that I really try to emphasize with people, is just try to find something you enjoy doing right now in the moment, and turn it over to the universe and say, okay, I want to figure out my passions. I want to identify my passions. Give me a sign. Give me something. And I like that Pam Grout has this little thing that in this exercise. And then ask the universe, in the next 72 hours, show me a sign that indicates the passion passion that I should be following in my life. 72 hours. In 72 hours, I want to identify. I want you to help me identify that passion that I should be following in life. And it may be more than one, because we're we have a lot of abilities and talents. We can do a lot of things, right?
Right. Yeah, I'll do that.
So put it out there. But then forget about it. Just forget about it. You use that expression. Forget about it.
Okay.
Just put it out there and forget about it. Go do your life. Have some fun. Enjoy life. In the next 72 hours, you'll get, I see it. I got it. A little bumper sticker will show up, or a thing on the side of a bus, or you'll pick up a book, or a TV show will come on. And you go, that's it. I got it. Thank you, God. Okay?
Uh-oh. I'll do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You'll find it. Absolutely, positively. But life is about self-discovery.
Right.
Right? Isn't it better if you prepare something and you make a great meal than just to be handed it to you? Don't you get the appreciation that you did this?
True. Yeah.
So you're doing this. You're creating through your soul. You're telling your soul, okay, show me what to do.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay?
Thank you.
You'll do it.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. So we're back to this whole idea that, you know, enjoy the moment. I'm really trying to focus on that. Enjoy the moment. Be happy in the moment. And then turn it over to the universe or God or source. I like source. I like, for some reason, you know, all these books I read about spirituality and connecting to the other side and the non-physical world, spirit always talks about source energy, from our source, you know. And they don't talk about God. They talk about source. You know, they use the word God only because people are familiar with it. But for the most part, in the non-physical world, it's source. So I should really use that more and kind of source, our source of all there is, right? Source of love and source energy, God, love, God energy is love. It's absolutely, positively. If we can tap into our souls, which are love. Ooh, that's a concept. Love. Love. Our souls are compassionate. Our souls are kind. Our souls are generous. Our souls are forgiving. Our souls are playful. You like that word? Playful. Our souls are playful. Do we play enough? Do we get caught up in the ruts of life and, oh, I don't have time to play? Well, life should be about play. Everything you should be doing, I go back to what my mother told me a long time ago when I was young, anything you're doing, make it play. Any job you're doing, washing windows, make it play. And I use windows because that's an extreme case of, I don't do windows well. Yeah, but everything you do, make it play. And that's cool. So let me take another caller. Where are we at time-wise? We're having a good time. I love doing this. I really kind of honed in on this past life soul reading kind of thing because it really is about what are you going to do next in your lives? What's holding you back? Not so much about where are you going, Okay, let me take a call. I'm rambling on again. Ramble. Hello. I'm rambling again. Are you there? You're not there.
Hello?
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 Hello? Is that you? Is that me?
Yeah, no, it's me. It's George. Who is this, though?
Oh, okay. Well, is this... are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? Remember that movie?
Okay.
No, you don't remember. Yeah. Gee, that was fun.
No,
that was
I
kind
don't,
of like,
actually.
That was confusing.
Okay, I didn't hear a click or a beep or anything.
I don't know what they do at that end of it. I have no idea where. I haven't called into a show in a while. So who am I speaking to?
Okay.
Do you have a name?
This is Sharon. Yes,
Sharon. How was Sharon today?
Pretty good.
So what's going on with Sharon's life?
Well, I was calling to find that out from you. I've never had a soul reading.
Oh, do you meditate? Do you meditate, Sharon?
I pray.
Okay, well, yeah, praying and meditating are very close. You try to tap in to connect with the universe, right, or God. You try to tap in with God and try to get and so, your own personal soul reading would be talking to God, asking God, and then waiting for that inspired whatever direction that is. Because this works through you, your soul, your higher self, your God self.
Right.
You get your answers back that way. But so you want to know if I have something to say to you that might resonate with you from that level, right?
Yes, because okay. I've had so much going on. There's a lot of blockage for me. So I'm
blockage.
Not able to hear.
What kind of blockage?
Oh, fear and anger and all those things that block you. Grief.
Yeah. So you're going through a process, right?
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. And what I hear for you, and I'm kind of getting the energy around the idea. Mm-hmm. Sharon, you take on too much.
Well,
okay?
I don't really have a choice.
No, well, let me phrase it this way, because this is how I hear it. And you need to, I shouldn't say need to, but what would might help is to break things down and chunk them down a little bit. Is take them one step, one thing at a time. Make them make the big problems a little problem. To create them into little problems. Create them into little problems because it feels like you're facing the big giant wall, and you need to look at just the bricks in the wall. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm
you
trying to do that. That's the only.
You can't.
That's
so
the
spirit,
only reason.
You go ahead.
That's the only reason I'm still hanging in there is because I'm trying to do that. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Not
and
become overwhelmed.
Yeah. You know what I hear for you? This is really interesting. Mm. And it's like, and they're using the analogy of the wall, that there's this big wall in front of you and you seem you can't get through the wall, right?
Right.
They say go around it. Ignore it for a while. Ignore your problems. And this goes back to this motto that I spoke about earlier, and I know you can look at this and you go, yeah, that sounds good or bad or whatever, but just the thought, and you can dwell on it and think if it works and pray on it.
No,
but
I
the
understand
idea,
that.
The idea is you just take all these problems and you write them on a piece of paper, make a list, whatever, how long it is, if it's pages and pages, but, you know, try to make it, so don't make it too big, because then you look at it and go, oh my God, look at all the horrible things I got going on in my life. But make a list.
Mm-hmm.
And symbolically or literally hand it to God. Burn it. Do whatever you need to do it. Bury it. Give it to God. Say, okay, God, here's my list. And I'm going to go around my list. I'm going to find things that feel really good to do right now. I'm going to do the best possible thing I can do to ignore these. And you think, well, I can't ignore my problems. They're right in my face. Yeah, but, you know, as Spirit would say to anyone, you can't get solutions when you're worrying about your problems. You can't get solutions.
Right.
So
it's just like
gotta,
a writer's block. Just like a writer's block.
Yeah.
What you're saying.
So you just go do something
right.
else. Go out into nature. Go play with
right.
your dog. Play with your cat.
Right.
Do something else. But give physically somehow, some way, get into the act of turning your problems over to God. So you really feel like you're releasing your problems to God, and writing them out and burning them, or, you know, some symbolism of handing them
mm-hmm.
to God. And now I'm going to go do something that feels good. And God, just give me one solution at a time. I don't want to be overwhelmed with solutions, because I can't handle all those solutions all at once either, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just give me signs and give me solutions. Well, let's tackle the little ones first. Let's just not get to the big ones. Let's start tackling these little ones first. So I get into the pattern of handing them to you, and then we solve a little one, then we handle, then we never solve another one. So ask God, okay, here's my list. Let's take the little ones first, and then we'll build up to the big ones. And I'm going to go have some fun.
Right.
I'm going to go watch a funny movie. I'm going to do something. I'm going to go play with some children. I'm going to do something that's really I enjoy, that warms my heart. Do things that warm your heart. Does that make sense? Listen to some great music, blah blah. Nothing depressing. No depressing music, right? No heavy metal.
Right.
No heavy metal, right?
No Alice Cooper.
No Alice Cooper. No Metallica, right?
Yeah.
But so try that. See how it works. But I guarantee.
I have been. Can you pick up, like, I've never really had anybody look to see about past lives or if.
Okay,
what
year were you born?
57.
So let's go back to a past life. Okay, we got a couple. I'm going to take a couple more minutes here. Past life, 57, when did you die? Spirit takes me to about the death of the last life, and then we got to work from there. So 1930s, it feels like the early part of the 1930s. This is really weird, but it is in the United States. You lived in the United States, and you were a woman in the past life. And the energy I get around the death, and I get in your fifth then, okay, ooh, that's like, ooh, it was depression. It was the depression, but it was also depression. It was like losing everything, okay, and not knowing where to go, and a person, and it wasn't suicide, but, you know, depression brings on illness, okay, brings on cancer and brings on some other things. And I'm not trying to give you a really depressing past life, but what. So it's like in your 50s, in the depression, brought on illness, died relatively young. Before that, let's go back in your earlier life, in your 20s. It feels like you were married and you were, I get to keep getting the word teacher around you or instructor or something, okay? That you loved giving information, you loved children or you loved people, and you loved giving information and you really got into it. And what led to your demise was a husband who invested heavily and lost it all, okay?
That's this life.
Well, that was a past life too, dear. So the lesson to be learned from all this is that A, you can get through it. B, you really need. And I don't know how that resonates to you, but it's like communicating or giving ideas. They use the word teacher, but the teacher isn't necessarily in a classroom.
No,
okay?
I understand. That's the way I am. Yeah.
And it really is about sharing experience, mm-hmm. sharing life, sharing who you are, sharing everything about yourself and what you
right.
learn. Your basic talent.
That's the way I am.
Your basic talent is a communicator.
Right. I got a degree
so
in
it. So you have a writer's block?
No, but I know how to. I know what they are. I haven't been writing lately.
Why aren't you writing?
The other things, kind of like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, the first rung is survival. I've been down on the survival rung for a long time.
Yeah, but you need to write. You need to start a blog or something. You need to get it out there. Okay. You need to express yourself.
I wouldn't know what to write. I answer.
Okay, God.
I'm kind of an editor.
Okay, but it's okay, God, what should I write about? Okay, God, what should I communicate? Okay, God, what can I share with the world? Okay, God, show me what to communicate on. Get me inspired to communicate some ideas. Okay?
Right.
Now, if you're an editor, you might want to help other people who you look at and go, yeah, you need some help, bud. But
yeah,
really,
it's kind of like they come up with the ideas and I kind of help them.
Yeah.
But
you got to get into something right now. So God, show me who to help. Show me where to communicate because I can share ideas and help people communicate ideas. Help me get into something that I can be passionate about in communicating. Okay?
Right.
So I ask, that's number one right now on your list, is you got to get inspired on something, get going on something, and then the other problems will fall into place once you're inspired and feeling good about what you're doing.
Do you see any soulmates in there?
Without getting into prediction time, but I'll give you this. The words I hear is timeout, timeout, timeout. You know, you've had some bad luck or bad runs with men in your past. In the past life, in this life, it's been tough, right?
Yeah.
So, because that past life, it was like he was just a jerk. You know, he invested heavily. He lost everything. And you're kind of like destitute and depressed, okay? That is not a fun place to be in, right? And you're saying that this life has been a little bit like that, too. And I know nothing about this life, but it's... Other than what you tell me. But what I'm hearing for you is time out. And I'm also getting the picture of look on the other side of the coin. Which I think what they mean by that is if you're looking for a man, look for the complete opposite of what you've been looking for in the past. Okay?
I did that.
But you're going to find
something. Been there, done that.
But you're going to find something that's completely different than what you're used to. Okay? I guess you would say to you, and I get the word miracles around you, and the idea of miracle is be open to miracles as to love. Have no expectations, because you will be surprised what comes in, and you're going to go, what? I didn't expect that. That's so different. But expect miracles as to love. Okay?
Yeah.
Ask for miracles.
I had a dream.
Ask for it.
I used to have this dream that I was driving a like a flatbed with horses, you know, like a old time.
Yeah.
And I've never done that in my life.
Okay.
I ride horses. I used to ride, but I don't. I've never done the buck wagon type thing. And there was a.
Oh, okay. You're talking about you're in a wagon and there's horses pulling the wagon, right?
Right, and I'm driving it.
It's about 1870 something, okay?
I don't know. All I know period, yes.
And what happened?
And there's
in the dream.
Well, the person I love is in the back of the wagon. It's not a wagon, it's a flatbed.
Yeah,
okay?
I know what you're talking about.
And
okay, I got it.
And they've been shot. And
okay.
There are people chasing us. And
okay.
I'm saying no, 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 and I'm trying to get them to, you know, get them safe, get them.
Yeah. Okay.
And
okay.
In this life, my son was shot.
Okay.
And was killed. And
yeah, and so your son was that same person in a past life, and they've been re-experiencing these things for, yeah, just re-experiencing that energy again. Okay.
I just wondered if it was a
no, it's past life. It is in the 1870s, and I don't get a really good positive outcome to that situation with the wagon. Okay.
Yeah.
But we don't want to go there. We want to leave that one alone. But I don't get a real positive outcome to that one for you. But it's you know, and the symbolism for you now is you don't have to run from your fears. Don't run from your fears, because that you were running from your fears. It's time to face your fears and turn them over to God and say, okay, I'm ready to face this. Boom, done. Okay? Dear, let me leave you with one thought, because I'm time-wise and everything else. But let me leave you with one thought, because you've had some real tragedies in past life and current life and relationships, and that's the energy you're giving me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you and I'm not just trying to give you a positive statement, but that's how I hear it. That cycle is over. That cycle is over. You recognize the cycle. You know that you've had this in the past. You've learned from it about choices. You've learned about it not running from your fears. That cycle is over, and you're ready to move into a new cycle of appreciation and love. Just hold on to that idea that you're ready to move into a new cycle of love and appreciation. Okay? Just accept the idea that cycle of negative relationship turn out to be a negative energy, a negative result, is over now. You're done with it. No, I don't need that anymore. I'm ready to move into love and appreciation as in a relationship now. So ask for miracles. It'll happen. Okay?
Okay.
You're done. Done with the cycle.
Uh-huh.
You're done. You're absolutely done.
That's
Believe it. Okay? Take care.
All right, honey. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, I use that expression of you're done with the cycles, and I would say that to anybody. If Spirit says you're done with the cycle, it's over, move on, it really is time to move on. It really is time to move on. It really is time to say, okay, I'm done. Yeah, okay, God, I'm done. I'm not going there again. I'm not going to embrace that outcome again. I'm just going to allow it not to happen. I'm just going to seek love and appreciation. I love that. Love and appreciation. So what was I doing next? I don't know. What am I doing next? Heavy breath. That was an interesting. I could see clearly that picture of the wagon. And I know what she was talking about. It was in the West, and it was 1870s. And I don't think it was, you know, it didn't feel like bandits. It just felt like something else she was being shot at by. Maybe Indians. I don't know. It just didn't feel like outlaws, per se. It could have been a grudge. It could have been somebody that she didn't like. And somebody was up against her. It's something like that. Well, we won't get into that. I don't know if she's even listening still, but that's what it felt like. But we don't want to go there. We'll leave that one alone. Hey, move on. Hey, let's get into a positive thing. Anybody have any fun things that they're doing? Let me give you a fun thing. Something more interesting. Like, let's don't do depressing. Let's don't. You know, it's always about in the moment, feel good. Seek things that feel good in the moment. I'm going to get back to this. I'm going to get back to the Abraham quote. No, I'm not doing Abraham anymore. Abraham, you're done. Go away. Let's get into... No. Pam Grout wrote the books E-Squared and E-Cubed. And if you get a chance to read them, please do. He has some great exercises, basically testing that the universe is bringing to you source energy. I'm going to use the word source energy. Okay. Here's a quote from Pam, kind of pulled out of the hat for you today. Each day should be devoted to miracles. We're back to that word. And that's from A Course in Miracles. Each day should be devoted to miracles. I love that. Think about that. Each day should be devoted. So you should be expecting miracles, right? Ooh, yes. Okay, let me read part of an article that she wrote about a lady named Nikki, and Nikki was involved in her exercises from E Squared, and I really like this. I want your thoughts on this, because it's kind of I thought about this a lot. I thought, what about this? A few years ago, Nikki had cancer. For quite a while, she wrote a survivor bracelet. I don't know the exact wording, but it was one of those plastic bracelets you get on fundraising walks. She wore it proudly for a while, but finally realized that she was so much more than a survivor and no longer cared to define herself that way. The other day, her daughter asked why she had lost interest in cancer activism, and she explained that being a survivor was old news, that she was now creating a whole different story. I like that, because do we hang on to something, the word survivor, do we hang on to being a survivor? And I was trying to look for other words. Maybe you have something for me in the chat room other than a survivor. What would you say? Instead of being a survivor, you know, that's done. I would say thriver. I'm no longer a survivor. I'm a thriver. Does that make sense at all? I'm going to be a thriver in the rest of my life. Survivor means I made it through. I got it to the beach and I'm okay. And I'm now, but you're just there. You know, you just survived something. But you got to get past that. You got to get past the survivor mentality. Now you got to move into, and I like the word thriver that just popped in, thriver. I'm a thriver. I'm a prosperer in life. Because you really are. It's moving forward. It's not looking back. If you're in survival mode, and I'm just kind of playing that little while and just kind of move on from it and some other articles, and unless you have a call or two that wants to come in or questions. But let's play on that survivor attitude, because if you're a survivor, you're thinking about how you survived. You're thinking about the past. You're thinking about, I made it. You know, I made it to the beach. I made it through a disease. I made it through this. So your emphasis is on what happened, and you sit there and dwell on it. Maybe not all the time. Obviously, you're not going to do it 24/7. You know, you're just, but it's that survivor mindset of, oh wow, I made it past this, and you talk about it. You talk about the cancer. You talk about the whatever it was, right? Instead of, I'd like to use the word thriver. Thriver means I'm looking forward to the future. I'm looking forward to enjoying the moment. I'm looking forward to offering to God, the universe, source, I want to do this, I want to do that, this is my thriving, this is what I planned, this is my goals, this is my dreams, this was my aspirations in the future. I'm no longer living in the past. I'm putting into the future my dreams, my goals, and my desires, the things I want. Right now I'm going to enjoy life, but I'm offering those out to the universe and say, okay, I want to thrive, I want to be prosperous, or I want to be creative, I want to do this, I want to. Thriving means your life has meaning, it has purpose, and it's moving forward. With great gusto is the word I hear, gusto. I love the word gusto, with great gusto. Exuberance, gusto, pleasure, passion, joy. Okay, so I'm no longer a survivor of something that happened to my life. You've done that. You did the grieving. You did all the work, you know, blah, 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 blah. Now it's time to thrive. Now it's time to have gusto in your life, passions. Yeah. Finding that. And like the last lady I talked to, she needs to find that creative outlet. If she's a writer, I think she's a writer. I really do. I'm picking on this poor lady. And I'm saying, I think she really is a writer. She's been an editor, but it's time for her turn to stop editing. And it's now her turn, if you tell her this, if you know the lady who called in, tell her it's time for you to write. Stop, you know, and let God help you to do that. So whatever it is, however you want to thrive. Okay, what am I doing? So I should do some fun article or some kind of, okay. No, I don't want to do that one. How about nine ways to Find Peace of Mind. This is from beliefnet.com by Susan Jeffries, PhD. We'll go through these, and I'm not going to hit on every one of them but there's some good thoughts. Unset your heart. Unsetting your heart means letting go of your picture of how you want it to be, all to be. And that's control, right? You know, letting go of control. You may desire something, but you get into the control mode. It has to be this. It has to be that. And in talking to people, and this kind of came in my mind, came to me as the idea that if you're asking the universe or God for something, source for something, allow it to come to you in even a greater mode, a greater way than you're asking. Don't control what it's supposed to look like a relationship. Don't control what that relationship or that person is supposed to be. Now, there are certain qualities you want. You want some honesty, and you want trustworthiness, and you want appreciation. You want these good values, right? But allow source energy to bring it to you in a way that's much grander than you could ever imagine. So let go of control. About money, you know, we ask for money. Well, let the universe bring it to you in ways that you could never imagine, beyond your greatest expectations. So letting go, that unset your heart, or let go of control, you know. Let the answers come in ways that you never expected. To the word miracles. Miracles. Well, that's a miracle. Well, I didn't believe that was going to happen that way. I don't like the next one. Choose a path of trust. I like that one. Trust. When you fully understand that you have little control of the external world, you then have two choices. You can choose to see yourself as a poor me victim at the mercy of circumstances, or you can choose to develop the trust that no matter what happens in your life or in the world, you have the inner strength to create something good from it all. Hopefully you will choose the latter. Now let me get into that soul thing a little bit here, and I really do believe, and that's my work is all about, is helping people connect with their souls. It's trusting in your higher self, turning over your life spirit throws stuff at me all the time, and I have to kind of back up. Okay, I know what you want. Okay, what you're talking about. You know, if you're on a boat, and let's say you're on a boat, small boat, right, and you have a rudder in the back of the boat, and the rudder in the back of the boat steers the boat, right? You know, you hold on to this thing, and if you turn it right or left, it steers the boat. Okay, well, without that, your boat just kind of wanders around. You know? It's a sailboat, it's a whatever it is, you got something that guides the boat, right? You know, sometimes you have a wheel that turns the rudder, but it does that. That's too much of an explanation on that. But let your soul be your rudder. Let the soul be, just hand it over to your soul, your higher self. Okay, you be the rudder. You guide my life for me. You just show me where to go. I can't control my future. I can't control tomorrow. And I believe that strongly. I can't control tomorrow. And so I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to trust in my higher self. I'm going to trust in my soul. I'm going to trust in God, whatever expressions you want to use there. I'm going to turn it over. I'm going to let it go. I'm just going to have some fun. And that's what I'm really coming back to. I'm always coming back to this idea that if you turn it over and you find things that feel good and things to appreciate right now. And I know I preach this a lot, but it's really true, and it works for people. It really, really, really works. If you got a problem, trust. Trust your higher self. What am I doing? Oh, I have a caller. Ooh, we got a few minutes left. Oh, yeah. So it's about trust, isn't it? Be a thriver. And how do you thrive? You allow... I get all these analogies, and they're really kind of cool. But if you want to be a thriver, don't pinch off good from your life. Don't pinch off good with worry. Don't pinch off love from your life with fear and worry. Open your life up to good. Wow. Good thought, huh? Don't pinch it off like the garden hose. The spirit uses the analogy of the garden hose. Don't pinch off the garden hose of goodness with worry and fear. Let go. Turn it over. Okay. I'm sounding like a broken record there for a second. But let me take a call and we can talk about all this. That was a great, it's an interesting article, and I do kind of go through there and go, yeah, I don't know, I totally agree with it. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. That's a bad joke. That's a really, that's a 60s joke. It's an
that's
old
okay.
60s. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Terry.
How is Terry today?
Terry with a K. She's doing good.
Terry. Terry.
A little
Terry.
Cold up here.
Oh.
I'm in Rhode Island. It's a little chilly out.
Where do you live?
Rhode Island.
Okay. Well, I won't tell you that it's going to be about 73 here today in near Los Angeles.
I'm jealous.
But you have beautiful weather to, you know, certain times of the year, right?
Right. I used to be a flight attendant, so I used to be able to experience all different climates. But, you know, maybe I'll go back to that someday just so I can, you know, get my warmth in the summer.
What's your favorite? If you had a dream of you were going to put yourself, you know, I think about this myself, and I know you have questions, but we'll just play with this for a minute, and then I'll get to back to your question.
Yeah, no.
Where would you be? Where would you
Kona.
Go?
Kona, Hawaii.
Really? You like Kona? I haven't been there a long time, but I remember. I have this, and it started in my 20s, and I don't know why it started in my 20s, and my soul's telling, I have this Caribbean dream. Okay?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I don't know the island yet, and I haven't figured that one out yet, but I have this thing about having a little catamaran on an island somewhere, you know, not too far away so I couldn't fly somewhere, but, you know, but just kind of like,
you know,
wow.
I thought the same thing. I mean, I grew up kind of, you know, sailing on little catboats up here in New England, and the best thing I thought would be maybe to go down to the, I'd love to go to the British Virgin Islands and then just, you know, have the boat and be able to go to each one whenever I felt like it. So I share that vision.
Okay. Well, we're going to go. Okay. We'll just put it in there, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. And I think I'm doing a cruise next year, too. So one of those. This year.
Never been on one of those, though. That'll be fun.
Yeah. I've been looking at Royal Caribbean cruises. Yeah. And there's one that goes to, it's like a 6-day thing. It goes to Belize and a couple other places. And I'm looking, it's like in November.
Beautiful.
It's like in November. So let's get back to Carrie's, what were your questions? So you got me daydreaming, dear, and I better just let me go.
That's all right. I don't have a specific question. I was just calling in. I was listening to you. It was very interesting and your insight. And just, you know, seeing if you have any insights for me. 2014 was a transformative year for me. And 2015 brings a lot of... I lost my father, actually, in July. So he passed away unexpectedly.
What's his first name?
His name is Donald.
I'll give you an expression I hear, and you can tell me if it sounds like him at all. But I, you know, sometimes they come through and sometimes they don't. It's like when you expect them to come through, they never do, right?
Yeah.
Now, I hear the words, I'm paving a path for you to freedom.
Yep. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, and it's really kind of a cool. It's like opening up, you know. Just do it one day at a time because the steps are being put in front of you for your – I don't know what your freedom from, but it feels like there's a sense of freedom that's going to come into your life that you're going to – you know, and the picture I get is like the shackles being just taken off of you. Just release them, you know, just one at a time. And you're
with regard to a relationship, I believe.
Yeah, you're just going to have a great life because the path is being paved. Yeah, relationships. Yeah, well, people talk about the ball and chain, right?
Yeah.
No, you're going to be unshackled soon.
That's great.
Just let it happen. Yeah. Freedom.
I think it's learning more for me. It's been more grounding myself and focusing on, you know, I've always been an intuitive person and spiritual, and this is just my father. It really wasn't, but he's a very strong spirit, and because it was
well,
sudden,
now,
there was
now,
no precursor.
Now,
you know, it's just navigating it.
Now he is, because he realizes that what it's all about. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But he's going to be, he is, you know, when I say he's not, he's paving the path, which means he's opening up opportunities for you.
Right.
And I get the word clarity. He's like your guide, if you want to use that term. So, yeah, it's clarity.
Mm-hmm. Seeing things clear from a higher perspective. I inherited his, I'm sorry?
Does he come in your dreams at all?
you know, I've tried to make that happen. I don't really remember that. No, I mean, like, I've just tried, you know, like, if you, you know, I'm open to it and I have dreams, sometimes I'll remember them. Usually they're very, like, garbled, like different people from different phases of my life will be in them, but none of it kind of really makes sense. And then
I forget to write them down.
Let's
do it this way, because it feels differently than just dreams, because I got the word visions. And visions would be like the middle of the day, you just close your eyes like in a light meditation, and you get this picture, this image. And that's a vision.
Right.
It's not a dream. And he will come to you in your visions. Or during the day, if you just close your eyes for 5 minutes and relax a little bit, do a little meditation, you'll get. And it's not even all pictures, but you'll get words and thoughts that'll be his. And you go, yeah, I know that's you, Dad. I just know that's you. It's not me. It's you. I know you're talking to me somehow, some way, but I know you're saying things to me. You're giving me thoughts or pictures or, you know, it's not even him, but he'll give you pictures and images. And you go, oh, yeah, I know that's you, Dad, doing that for me. Just do that.
Yeah. Well, I, no, I appreciate that advice. And that means a lot, because I actually, going back to the shackles, was in a relationship, obviously, prior to his passing, and I inherited his property, which is an income property. He has, you know, he has tenants. So I actually moved down to one of the open units to renovate his place, and I have new responsibilities, but I feel a very strong presence of him here. So,
yeah.
You know, I'll,
yeah.
He plays some tricks on me here and there. I'm like, why is this switch not working? Tell me where this is, and then miraculously I'll find it, so.
Don't you don't have to take a lot of time in this. It's just like, I'll close my eyes in a couple of minutes and say, okay, show me something, and you'll get it.
Yeah. And where's the ladder, Dad? You know, and there comes the ladder now. I mean, he's a funny guy, so.
Yeah, he does play with stuff, doesn't he? You ever lose things that you figured that it should have been there?
Yep.
You look for something, and you find it, and you go, how did that get over there? I didn't remember putting it there.
Right in the middle of the. I actually found a $5 bill yesterday, right in the middle of the yard. So I'm saying, okay, well, I didn't have any cash on me, but I'm not sure where it came from. So there you go.
Jim. Yep. So I gotta let you go. So let's dream of being in the Caribbean. Okay.
Absolutely, and I wish you the best. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. No, thank you. You take care. Bye.
You too. Bye bye now.
Ooh, to share that dream with somebody. Isn't that a cool idea to have shared dreams with people, you know, whether you ever meet that person or not, but just share your dreams and compare your dreams. And like my Caribbean, I don't know why I have that Caribbean dream. I have no idea. You know, I've had visions of other places in my life where, yeah, well, let's don't get into my own personal issues and things. It's all about you. Should I talk about sex drives? No, we can save that for another day. Let's just get back to that one article I was talking about. And then, increase your inner sense of power. I love this, inner sense of power. Okay, so one way to help you develop trust in yourself is to cut off negativity in your mind by saying to yourself over and over again, whatever happens in my life, I'll handle it. Now, let's go back. I love that expression, but I would end to that. Whatever is happening in my life, I'll handle it through the grace of God or universe. I will be given the guidance to do and handle. I will be given the support, and I'm getting this picture of like these hands behind you kind of guiding you forward into life. You always have these hands, this guidance that will show you the way. So whatever happens in my life, I'll handle it because I have that internal guidance, the internal rudder, which will show me, example, the lady I just talked to, her father, that will show her the way through the problems. Okay, I'm running. Okay, is there another one real quick? I got about a minute left, and I'm going to see if there's anything worth discussing. Collect heroes. I love that. Collect heroes. Look for people who have accomplished what you need to accomplish in life. Now, don't get overwhelmed by it. Oh, I'll never be able to do that. But look for heroes that have been able to overcome their obstacles and to create what they want in areas that you want to create, right? Heroes, you know, always, you know, examples, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel to get there, right? You don't have to reinvent everything in your life. Find people who have already done it and follow their example. Tony Robbins talks about that a lot. You know, you find examples of people that have done what you want to do and live from those examples and borrow from them. You don't have to take everything they do, but borrow from them. Okay, we're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. I will be back. Tomorrow's Wednesday, isn't it? I don't know. I like this idea of soul reading. So if you know anybody that wants to get into the soulful thing of what your soul's trying to tell you, guide you in your life, you know, give you a little bit more, attach yourself to your rudder a little bit more, we'll do that. So love you guys. I really enjoy being back on the air, and we will talk tomorrow. Have a beautiful day. Have some fun. Stay focused on feeling good. Feel good. Bye.